The 4th annual FuzzFest kicks off on Friday, April 4th and rocks through Sunday, April 6th. The 3-day festival will feature over 50 bands, culling from local, regional, national, and international performers from a variety of genres, performing at venues all over Winston-Salem. There's also day parties, after parties, a coffee conference, bike race, and so much more. And you can find links for more details and ticket info at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. So take a deep breath, find a nice spot near a warm speaker, and get ready for a festival overview of epic proportions. The Los Angeles, California-based band No Age has been redefining the lines between melody and noise since the band formed in 2005. Drummer, vocalist Dean Spunt and guitarist Randy Randall fused punk with an experimental collage approach and quickly developed a following and critical praise. They signed to Sub Pop Records in 2008 and soon released the album Nouns, a unique blend of hooks, ambience, noise, and raw power. No Age are playing in Winston-Salem on Saturday, April 5th at 11 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee as part of the FuzzFest Music Festival. I spoke with No Age guitarist Randy Randall last week by phone.
It's really collaborative. We do a lot of just kind of pushing ideas back and forth and just letting things kind of meander and take their time. There's not really any kind of one way we write. It's sort of just bouncing off of ideas or just sort of just keep passing it around until something starts to click. But usually it's when something doesn't sound right, that's when we both get excited. It's like, wait, I haven't heard that. Like, how did you do that? Like, that was a mistake. So it's like, yeah, but can you do it again? And, you know, keep making that mistake until it's in the song. It's just a feeling like that, like something shouldn't be there, but it still is catchy or something. It just gets you excited. It's better if it doesn't fit into a mold, I think.
Do you ever feel limited as a two-piece?
No, I think if anything, it causes us to think more outside of the box because just the two of us and our resources are limited to a degree, so we have to kind of become more inventive, I think, in a way, and actually more of a jumping off point for creativity, whereas if you had, you know, every option at your disposal, it's kind of like, oh yeah, we'll use that. We put the bass there. That's what the bass goes, what it does. But not having a bass player on stage or recording and writing with, I've had to think like, if there was to be something that was in that area, that low frequency area, what could it be? Could it be a sample? Could I detune this guitar? Can I run it through a bass amp? You know, like, yeah. Sort of causes me to think differently, and then that'll influence something else, creates a chain reaction of different ideas.
How do you reproduce all these little complexities live?
For this album, the idea was to not really reproduce it live. You know, it's really sort of reinvent it rather than reproduce it. I think that the album we created prior to this, Everything in Between, when it came time to tour, we did everything we could to present the songs as they were recorded. Kind of the lush, more is more sort of idea. And then when it came time for this album, I think it's just in the sense of that sort of creative pendulum swinging. We wanted to make the album how we wanted to make it, but when it came live, we're like, let's feel a little bit more liberated with, you know, the interpretations of what these songs are. I think because these songs are kind of written as experiments in a lot of ways, a tactile, so like to capture a feeling, just something in your hand, you know, even going to like the artwork and how Dean was really attacking all these rhythms. We really wanted something to exist in the moment.
Your guitar sound quite often will have like this really cutting clarity, then alongside a torrential wall of noise. Like, how do you get those kind of sonics out? How do you wrangle them?
For me, yeah, I was always really excited and hugely influenced by Kevin Shields and I Blade Valentine and Sonic Youth and these kind of lush, sort of melodic guitar noise guys. So I was always felt like I'm trying to just push that idea further down the road. You know, what can I add to it? So I think when I do a lot of that stuff, I try to separate it out sort of within a frequency range. I'll run a bass amp for the lows, kind of have this sort of warm, tubby low end, and then a real distorted kind of crunchy mids, and then a tiny sort of cleaner highs. So I'll run 3 amps live on stage, and then there's a 4th channel that kind of just kicks in with a real, like, clear, thin, trebly distortion thing for leads. So there's really kind of 4 guitar channels I'm working at sort of every song in a live setting. recording, it's similar, except I kind of have a chance to play each part and sort of articulate a little bit differently in the recording. And then live, I sort of have to wrangle it all, you know, with loops and the pedal board setup. And then something that sort of evolves over time to meet these needs. Like, I'll think of an idea, like, I really want to have that, like, Buzzcocks chime with this kind of Jay Maskus solo over it. Like, how do I do that? You know, and I have to go and sort of tinker around in this practice space for a while to sort of kind of like come up with something, kind of loop this part, and then get something else to pop over it.
Your album covers are always a really interesting blend of the images and a lot of attention paid to how the text is laid out, and they've been done by Brian Rodinger. Can you tell me about your relationship with Brian and what kind of involvement you guys have with the packaging and artwork?
Yeah. I'll start off by saying that Brian just went to the Grammys earlier this year. The last album he did, I think, was the Jay-Z Magna Carta album. So it's been a funny road. Dean's known him since he was in high school.
Oh, wow.
And they played in punk bands. They've been friends with their teenagers in the 90s, and so to kind of see, you know, somebody grow up and kind of evolve into this kind of world-renowned fine artist, graphic designer. What's been great, though, is because we were so friendly and there was something so intimate about our relationship, is that we were able to really sit down and collaborate in the fullest sense. It wasn't just like, Brian, we need a thing. Give us a thing. Once the songs are written and recorded, we would sit down with Brian, and that's a lot of the time, that's where, like, even the name of the album starts to come out, where the theme of this collection of songs starts to develop. It allows us the opportunity to look at the collection of songs, the fresh perspective, and sort of figure out another step in how to present these songs in a sort of cohesive or creative way.
Guitarist Randy Randall, he's half of the band No Age, and will be playing at Cranky's Coffee in Winston-Salem on Saturday, April 5th at 11 p.m. as part of the Fuzzfest Music Festival. Next up, we turn down the volume a hair and enter the world of singer-songwriter Caleb Cottle. Caleb Cottle is a Winston-Salem native who honed his songcraft locally, but now he may as well call the road his home because that's where he's been spending most of his time over the past year. Trekking across the country, armed with his voice and a Gibson J200 guitar, he's returning to Winston-Salem for Fuzzfest. You can catch Caleb on Saturday, April 5th at 9:40 p.m. at The Garage. Before he set out on the road, Caleb Cottle stopped by the WFDD studios for an acoustic performance and discussion with Triad Arts' David Ford.
Anne-Marie. Caleb, I gotta say, listen, the first time I heard this earlier today, it dawned on me that it was the first song I've heard that addresses that period of time where you're not on speaking terms, but lots going on, lots in your mind, and you're kind of wondering what the person would be thinking about that same time. It's ripe for songwriting.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's kind of about, you know, the situation where you're both kind of doing your own thing, and, you know, you kind of wish the best for one another, at least, you know, you hope they're doing all right.
Caleb, throughout the album, one of the common threads is just these moments that you capture that I think a lot of people experience. Are the gears always spinning for you? How do they come to you? An idea like for Anne-Marie, for example?
I just try to put myself where everyone's going to be, you know? Like, I mean, I think songs are so relatable, and, like, those are the ones that I love the most, so that's the ones I try to write. My theory is kind of like, if you give all the details of a situation and let the listener put it together themselves, it means more to them in the long run, you know?
Caleb Cottle. Caleb will be playing Fuzzfest on Saturday, April 5th at 9:40 p.m. at The Garage. Now for a band that's been quietly making waves locally while garnering some international attention. The Sweets are brothers Zach and Justin Romeo. They've been writing and recording their hazy garage pop nuggets at a rate of one EP a month, and along the way picked up label attention here and overseas. Their Fuzzfest spot is on Sunday, April 6th at 7 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee. So you've been writing these songs while you're in two different places, is what you're saying then?
Yeah, one of us would guess start like a demo of something. I would say usually Zach would have like the rough sketch of a demo. He would send it to me, I would change some things, add some things, send it back to him. It was just a very back and forth process online. They were both recorded in dorm rooms, or I guess all of our tracks.
Yeah, we had a lot of trouble working around our roommates' schedules and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Justin, you're in Asheville, right?
I am, yeah.
So, Zach, you're in New York. You're attending NYU?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
You're in Asheville.
UNC Asheville.
UNC yeah. Asheville. So those are two clearly vibrant music scenes as well. Is that frustrating to kind of be around all that music and not be able to, you know, go out and play shows? Or is it kind of inspiring, give you something to...
It's definitely frustrating. All this past semester at school, we were just talking about constantly how much we wanted to play these songs live. It's definitely let us grow a lot more as playing live. We just understand the songs better. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's kind of nice because it allows us to purely focus on production. Then when we were together, it allowed us to spend all that time essentially trying to play shows. So it's a nice kind of organized separation of the two.
You've been listening to The Sweets. They're playing at FuzzFest Sunday, April 6th at 7 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee. This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm technical producer Eddie Garcia. Our musical journey into the fuzz continues with the Winston-Salem-based one-man band. Jared Drawn has surrounded himself with a wall of amplifiers, a sea of layered vocals, and an army of looping guitars, and he calls it Must Be the Holy Ghost. Must Be the Holy Ghost is part of the FuzzFest Music Festival this weekend, and he'll be playing Saturday, April 5th at 8:20 p.m. at Ziggy's. Visit WFDD.org and click on Try It Arts for a full festival lineup and for links to purchase the debut album, Get Off.
I really enjoy recording music as well as mixing music. I play the drums, I can play bass, and guitar and vocals, though, are what I started out doing. So it was a way of multitasking and putting it all together and sometimes making things more difficult than they need to be for myself, but I kind of enjoy that pressure. And so I created drum loops, and over time I figured out how I could then layer guitars and vocals on top of that. And I wanted to maintain some sense of songwriting that a singer-songwriter might have, where you kind of have songs and not just have it be a looping, ambient, terribly drony and boring experience.
Let's talk about the live shows. I mean, with the looping, the songs are clearly very worked out, but there still is a sense of exploration in the music and in how you perform it live. How do you find that balance between like what's predetermined and what's exploratory?
I had the luxury of taking these song ideas, and I played them live for almost a year before I attempted to record them. So I was able to really like experiment with what works best for building these songs as compared to going in the studio and writing and recording songs. So I kind of have them dialed in to how I like them so I can recreate what you hear on the record for the most part. But then there is an element of looping which is different every time you do it. As you loop, you start to get these overtones and sounds that you're not really even sure where they came from. It's just like the mesh of all of it together, recording on top of itself and recording what's coming through the vocal mic into the loop pedal. And it just kind of creates this extra band member of some kind.
Yeah. Your live shows are also often enhanced by some striking projected visuals, courtesy of some talented Winston-Salem artists known as Weapons of Mass Projection. Why don't you describe what they're doing during a set and tell us who these guys are?
Evan Hawkins and Andrew Fansler, there's some great local artists here in town. They were able to take old school projectors and they kind of have some dyes, and they have all kinds of things that they utilize with these projectors to create organic, moving, colored, psychedelic images that they project onto me or other musicians they've done it with around town, and they just let them change organically. They can move parts of what they do projection-wise to the beat.
you can experience Must Be the Holy Ghost during the FuzzFest Music Festival on Saturday, April 5th at 8:20 p.m. at Ziggy's. Now we're going to take a sharp turn as we go from a haunt to a hootenanny. The Bo Stevens have been bringing energetic, heartbreaking, and spirit-lifting honky-tonk music to triad audiences and well beyond since 2004. Led by the charismatic Richard Boyd, they're known for their cross-genre appeal, which makes them a great fit for FuzzFest. They'll be playing the festival on Saturday, April 5th at 7:40 p.m. at The Garage. The Bo Stevens stopped by WFDD last fall to lay down some tracks live in Studio A.
Now I'm crying all alone.
So you recorded your first album, I guess, in 2003 or 2004. You recorded with Doug Williams at Electromagnetic Radiation Recorders.
Yeah, we've all of our CDs have been recorded there, and we really enjoy how he works and how he makes us sound good.
What keeps you going back? It's your fourth record, and you've recorded every record with Doug. What is it about recording with him or recording there?
There's a real comfort level that we have there, and we like the way he's not afraid to tell us when we're not doing well, but he does it in a way that doesn't, you know, step on all of our egos. I think we come out shining on the other end because of him. A great deal of it is because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're still playing some of those songs from the first recording session, like today.
Yeah.
Played My Baby Got Gone.
Yeah. Strange. That song was a joke. I wrote it never expecting it to be played, actually. But it has become the song that everybody really knows us from.
Yeah.
It's a little earworm, and they like it for some reason. So,
you guys, you tour some. You have kind of a regional circuit going on.
Yeah, we do.
For your style of music, what is that like? You know, the booking shows and kind of going out there and the venues. And
it's great. There's a really hardcore audience that love the old country music, and also are just adamant about hating the new country music, which we're all in agreement with them. And it sort of blends with the rockabilly crowd. It blends with so many different types of music. And I think it's something about the pureness of the music that people connect with.
You play your game until I fall apart.
The Bo Stevens, live in Studio A. They're playing FuzzFest on Saturday, April 5th at 7:40 p.m. at The Garage. Now, there's not just music at FuzzFest, it's an entire weekend of events, and FuzzFest founder and director Philip Pledger stopped by WFDD to fill us in.
Yeah, we're really excited to make it more than just a strictly music festival this year. Not that we're trying to go too crazy, but we're excited to put on our first ever coffee conference, which is going to be on Sunday afternoon at Cranky's. Really fun, free event, open to the public. Basically just a way to taste some really good coffee from across the Southeast. It's just going to be a place where people can get some samples and try just a number of different really good coffees and different ways the coffees are brewed and things like that. Aside from that, we're doing a community bike race with the Winston-Salem Bike Co-op on Saturday, April 5th. That'll be during the afternoon as well. And that's going to be more of like an alley cat style, so like a scavenger hunt across downtown Winston-Salem that'll take people to different landmarks. Aside from that, we're doing a really fun free day party also on Saturday down at Hoots Roller Bar that's going to have some food trucks, local clothing vendors, and stuff like that.
FuzzFest founder and director Philip Pledger. For more festival details, visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Had enough yet? Well, I hope not, because there's lots more to come. In about 15 minutes from now, we'll get cinematic. But up next, it's more head-rattling music. Jessica Lee Mayfield, Estrangers, The Genuine, The Love Language, and Jews and Catholics? So let's keep the ball rolling and turn our attention to associate producer Bethany Chafin and her interview with Jessica Lee Mayfield.
Jessica Lee Mayfield has a distinct, unforgettable voice, and this weekend she's bringing that voice to the Triad for FuzzFest. Mayfield's musical journey, which began at the age of 8, has taken her from alt-country to alt-90s, and now she's made the album she says she's always wanted to create. Make My Head Sing comes out on April 15th from ATO Records. You can hear Jessica and her band at The Garage on April 5th at 11:40 p.m. Jessica spoke with me by phone. So how would you describe, you know, this album? Because if it's what you've always wanted to make, what sort of characteristic of it?
Well, I think, you know, it's just a lot of it is just all me, you know. It's me, and the whole album is just me and my husband and our friend, Matt Martin. And I'm playing guitar, and my husband's playing bass, and Matt's playing drums. And that's what we're doing live. We're just a three-piece rock band outfit. It's a little heavier, and I've always really been into like 90s alternative music, and you know, this is like the album that the little girl in me wanted to hear. You know, I'm into so many different kinds of music, but like I feel like this is really where my heart is.
So if it's the album you've sort of always been wanting to make, the process of writing some of the songs, is it a collection of songs you've been writing since maybe you were much younger, or what did the songwriting process look like?
For this album, it's all the songs are new for sure, and they're all real. With the last two records, it was more like that. Like, it was stuff from dating back from even when I was, like, you know, 15 and younger. And with this record, it was all written. A lot of the stuff was even finished in the studio while I was working on it. And I've changed my songwriting process the last two records to now. And I used to write lyrics first and then kind of build around the song. And now I do the music first and I do the guitar first. And I kind of set a scene, a musical scene that kind of inspires me, if that makes sense. Like, it's kind of like, now if I like a really awesome guitar sound might trigger some sort of emotion that
yeah,
helps me to write a song.
You were talking about hand painting some vinyls. And I'm guessing that your cover art, your album art, is original and by you? Am I right?
Yeah.
So is visual art something you're interested in? Is it one of your ways of expressing yourself? Or how do you relate to kind of the image and then incorporating it into your art if you do that?
I painted the first album cover for my first record, and I feel like when you make visual art, it's another one of those things that, like, I make for me. I sit down and I'm like, ooh, you know, pretty colors, this is fun. And then someone else sees it and they start tearing it apart piece by piece, and it's kind of like, oh, I shouldn't have let you look at it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I really just, like with music, I'm painting these 200 vinyl jackets because it's something personal that I do want to share, and you know, I hope people like them, and if they don't, you know, I had fun making them.
Maybe you're saying that putting yourself out there visually might be a little more vulnerable, or it might feel that way, or is it the same with your music? Does it feel like, you know, very kind of open for everyone in both mediums?
I guess it's just hard to be misinterpreted and have people kind of make their own judgments and opinions on you based on the very personal things that you put out there. Then there are some people who get the kind of person I am, and other people who don't know, or who come to their conclusions about what I like and what I like to do, and I'm a little bit more on the personal side when it comes to that kind of stuff. But it's always been my conundrum, is that, like, I've put, you know, my most personal things out there for a living.
Jessica Lee Mayfield will be performing at this weekend's Fuzz Fest. You can hear her on Saturday at 11:40 p.m. at The Garage. For more information and to hear the first track, Oblivious, from her new album, Make My Head Sing, go to WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend.
Next on our Fuzz Fest preview, we have the shimmery fuzz pop of Winston-Salem's Estrangers. Led by Philip Pledger, the band released a colorful LP last summer called Season of a Thousand Colors. They're playing the festival on Friday, April 4th at 8 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee. Estrangers also have the distinction of being the first interview I ever conducted, though I didn't tell them that at the time when we spoke last July. So from what I understand, you guys recorded on 2-inch analog tape. Mm-hmm. And for those out there that might not know, that isn't the norm anymore. Now, thanks to all the digital technology and whatnot, most people just sort of record into a computer, record into a hard drive. So why did you go back in time?
In a lot of ways, it kind of simplifies the process, which is cool. Forces you to make some decisions about what you like about your songs, and also it just sounds really good. Like, it sounds really warm and full without you having to spend a bunch of time fixing it up or whatever.
The overall feel of the record, it is very, it's got a watery, sunny type of feel, but like with this, you know, there's an air of melancholy over the whole thing. It's almost like kind of a sunny outlook on some, maybe some disappointing experiences. Is that an accurate representation of the record?
Yeah, I mean, we were initially going to call it Summer of a Thousand Colors, but I think Season leaves it a little bit more open. Summer can imply a certain type of positive vibe, which is certainly true, but, you know, even summertime, there are nights that are, you know, just like oppressively humid and dark.
And Season leaves it more open. It's like the whole album feels like a passing of a period of time in someone's life. So I think it works on that level too.
Exactly. And, you know, just like anything else in life, nothing is completely wonderful or flawless. And so it is an upbeat record, but there is some emotional complexity to it as well.
Let's talk about the way this vinyl looks, because the cover is really striking. But why don't you describe the look of this package for listeners?
Well, we really wanted it to match the sound of the record, and I think it's very much a summer pop album. The vinyl itself is transparent blue, but it's got this like orange cloud in the middle of it too. We had a local Winston artist, Andrew Fansler, do our album cover, and it's actually like the third thing he's done with us, and he's one of our favorite artists around, and I think his aesthetic is just a really nice touch for the record.
You can catch The Strangers on Friday, April 4th at 8 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee during this year's FuzzFest Music Festival. Check WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend for ticket and festival details. We're going to keep it local a little longer and take you into WFDD's Studio A, where the Winston-Salem-based band The Genuine graced us with a passionate performance and opened up to associate producer Bethany Chafin on the art of songcraft. They are playing FuzzFest on Friday, April 4th at 9:40 p.m. at The Garage.
One song that where the lyrics really sort of stood out to me, because they were incredibly beautiful, they really did remind me of kind of like a mini fairy tale or something, is Violence Creek, because it almost has this like tiny epic quality to it. Tell me a little bit about that song.
That was a song that Katie and I wrote for that original songwriters competition. That was one of the first three, I think, we've ever written. I really like to pepper in things behind a very well-drawn picture. That song is very descriptive. We actually had an argument when we made that song.
We did.
Not as much of a writing sit down, hey, let's write a song. It's more like, I'm going to fight you while I put words on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It works pretty well, and I think we've done that three or four times, but I literally started playing the piano riff, and I just keep playing it until I was like, all right, this chunk needs words. And then obviously when you start the ball rolling down the hill, it's easy.
I feel that with having two perspectives in the same song, it's very obvious from when I saw them sing and play by themselves that they are not just singing to the crowd, but they're singing to one another. And that remains one of the most interesting parts about this band, I feel like, is to be able to watch this couple sing these beautiful songs to each other. You can watch their faces and really tell that they're not, you know, worrying about, you know, the note that they're going to hit. They're thinking about these words, and, you know, it kind of even can cut them up inside, because it's not always the brightest subject matter, but it's a very true performance, and that kind of raw emotional nature is really, really nice.
In a daze, I find you in a dream.
Associate producer Bethany Chafin and The Genuine. You can see The Genuine live during FuzzFest on Friday, April 4th at 9:40 p.m. at The Garage. Now we go from the sounds of two people in love to the language of love. The love language is known for a wall of sound approach, but beyond the strings, glockenspiel, and reverb, there's the great songs of singer, songwriter, guitarist Stuart McLamb. Sorry. Love Language are playing FuzzFest on Sunday, April 6th at 11 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee. I talked with Stu by phone about the evolution of the Love Language sound. You know, with this record, you're definitely trying out some different things.
You know, it's funny. I mean, there's parts of me that you listen, like, the first record, and then you listen to this one, and it's like two different bands almost, you know. With Love Language never being, like, a constant live band, or I feel like it's a project that I'm going to kind of, like, as long as it feels sincere and it's with me, I'm going to try to take it along with me and my, like, you know, not trying to sound cheesy, like, my life journey or whatever, you know, let that follow me to where I'm at as long as it feels like it's relevant, you know, tool for me to express myself. So that was one thing. I just felt like Love Language to start it out as like this sort of, you know, from this place of like lovelorn breakup songs, whatever you want to call it. That was something that would be really difficult to like perpetuate and like identify myself with. So I just chose, like, I thought this record would be a good one to just totally break that mold and to open it up to some new themes and some new styles where, like, basically trying to like set the groundwork where I can kind of like take it wherever I would need to go. Like, you know, like I can try to do an 80s record or try to do something heavier or go back to doing like a lo-fi garage record next, like whatever. But just to like, for people to have no expectations about which direction you go, that frees me up to, you know, not get stuck in a box.
Stuart McLamb of The Love Language. They're playing FuzzFest on Sunday, April 6th at 11 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee. This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm Eddie Garcia, and I'd like to mention one more FuzzFest band that, in full disclosure, I am intimately involved with. The band is Jews and Catholics, and we are playing the festival on Saturday, April 5th at 6 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee. Triad Arts' David Ford had upright bassist Alana Meltzer-Holderfield in for a conversation upon the release of our LP, Civilized.
You're the Blood. Again, great intro with the bass. I mean, you really... Thanks. How does the collaboration work its way into some of these tunes? For example, for this one, a great intro, perfect vehicle for the bass. How did that spill out?
That playing style, like you hear in the intro of that song, I mean, I think that's kind of going back to my roots of being classically trained, and that's what I gravitate to. I absolutely love everything else we do, and I love like playing the more like aggressive stuff too, but I'm really happy to be able to meld them together.
Yeah.
And I know that like in a lot of other bands I might not really get that opportunity, and like I love being able to do that.
It's a beautiful, rich sound, and it works perfectly in this context.
You can catch Jews and Catholics live at FuzzFest on Saturday, April 5th at 6 p.m. at Cranky's Coffee. And for details on tickets and a full schedule, visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Now, before we go to a break, let's do a FuzzFest speed round. Even with all the coverage we did for the event, there was no way we could squeeze every band into the show, so let's have a quick listen to a few more bands from this year's festival.
3, 2, 1, go!
Friday, April 4th at 11 p.m. at Cranky's, it's the rambunctious garage rock of White Fence. Friday, April 4th at 11:20 p.m. at Ziggy's, it's the heavy metal thunder of ASG. Saturday, April 5th at 10 p.m., it's X-Hex, featuring the signature guitar stylings of Mary Timoney, formerly of the band Helium. Sunday, April 6th at 7:40 p.m. at the Garage. It's the dense rock atmospherics of Winston-Salem's Spirit System. Sunday, April 6th at 10 p.m. at Cranky's, it's the psychedelic fuzz band from Brazil who's been making a big name for themselves in the States, Bugarins.
Menina perdida no céu azul.
And on Sunday, April 6th at 11:20 p.m. at Ziggy's, it's a legendary underground rapper, Kool Keith.
Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people.
Triad Arts Weekend will return in just a minute with a look at River Run, so stay close.
Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.